stellar collisions in globular clusters, constraints on the IMF of the first generation of stars, by Sami Dib et al. Globular clusters display an anti-correlation between the fraction of the first generation of stars, n, g1, n, tot, and the slope of the present-day mass function of the clusters, alpha pd, which is particularly significant for massive clusters. In the framework of the binary-mediated collision scenario for the formation of the second-generation stars in globular clusters, we test the effect of a varying initial stellar mass function, IMF, of the G1 stars on the n, g1, n, tot, alpha pd anti-correlation. We use a simple collision model which has only two inputs, the IMF of G1 stars and the fraction of G1 stars that coalesce to form G2 stars. We show that a variable efficiency of the collision process is necessary in order to explain the n, g1, n, tot, alpha pd anti-correlation. However, the scatter in the anti-correlation can only be explained by variations in the IMF, and in particular by variations of the slope in the mass interval approximately equals 0.1 to 0.5 msun. Our results indicate that in order to explain the scatter in the n, g1, n, tot, alpha pd relation, it is necessary to invoke variations of the slope in this mass range between approximately equals minus 0.9 and approximately equals minus 1.9. Interpreted in terms of a Krupa-like broken power law, this translates into variations of the mean mass between approximately equals 0.2 and 0.55 msun. This level of variations is consistent with what is observed for young stellar clusters in the Milky Way and may reflect variations in the physical conditions of the globular cluster's progenitor clouds at the time the G1 population has formed or to the occurrence of collisions between protostellar embryos before stars settle on the main sequence. This was Stellar Collisions in Globular Clusters, Constraints on the IMF of the First Generation of Stars, by Sami Dib et al.